As here is our lies. The enemy had lied to us. And he made us think and believe that the thing you were dealing with, that's yours. But Jesus took all yours. I'm going to say it again. Go ahead, Brother Sherry. And Brother Lewis, go ahead. He took all of yours. Amen. But he'll make you think that it's yours. When you came to Jesus, as long as you think it's yours and God can't talk to you and reveal it to you, you'll go through life thinking that's yours. And some people get mad at other folks. That's why you want the knowledge of the Word of God, so you find out really what belongs to you, really what you can do. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I might as well stay standing up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey. And these lesson is going to be not just for real baby Christian. I'm just going to tell you now, because we're going into a little detail, little depths, and believers got to understand it's time we grow in some areas. I look at, and you go ahead and stand up, because this is the only way. I'm like Brother Hagin. He said he got to praying the Ephesian prayer. He said, I must have prayed him over 1,000 times. Then the revelation started coming. And he said, I went to my wife, I asked her, I said, honey, what in the world have I been preaching? You know, just because you quote a scripture, you know, and it's kind of, I love it. You know, that's what most people major on. And you don't even know what you said, the scripture, you don't even know what it said. You heard what it said, but you don't have no revelation. And you go through life just talking all crazy. When you get a revelation of God, you talk like God. Amen. You believe like God. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
God made you like himself.
Amen.
Father, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
That we are your children.
Yes.
You have imparted your life to us. And thank you for teaching us and revealing to us the truths and the reality of those truths in our spirits. Thank you for it tonight, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That we're learning about every area of our lives. And right now, you're teaching us and showing us the truth about sowing and reaping. That we know it. There's not something that we just chunk some money in the bucket. But on purpose, we sow. And we sow by faith. And you have blessed us with this seed, with this seed to sow. And the increase from it, we receive it right now by faith. Satan, we bind you and break your power. You have been messing around, meddling our affair. Now get out of here. These people are not under your control. They belongs to the King. They belongs to the Father. Now get your poverty mentality and take it and get out of here. And Father, I thank you for revealing to them this night that their seed counts. And you are multiplying it right now at this instant. And they can expect the increase like they've never seen before. And it will continue to happen. And we'll continue to walk in it. And we thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we rejoice and we say thank you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody got a prayer request before we go? Everything fine? Anybody have a need? Hallelujah. Well, Father, we thank you tonight for this word. I just think our hearts are so sensitive to your spirit, to what you're saying. Holy Spirit, you have the right to speak to us as we walk out these doors. Continue to reveal to our hearts the truth of who you are, Holy Spirit, who you are, Father God, and you'll do it by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Fellowship with